Gates, Joe Biden's America is an America in Surrender, where we surrender our streets to the mob. By Jeff Poor on August 30, 2020. Saturday on Fox News Channel's Justice, Representative Matt Gates, RFL, said the protests in the streets on Thursday night in Washington, D.C. following the conclusion of the Republican National Convention were an indication of what the country would look like if Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden wins on November 3. Gates noted the contradiction of surrendering our lives to big government while it was so weak that it couldn't offer essential services like ensuring the public's safety. "Tweet the wrong thing, they'll cancel you online," he explained. "Back the wrong candidate, they'll attack you in the streets." But this is the sign of Joe Biden's America. It's an America in surrender, where we surrender our streets to the mob, where we surrender our trade policy to China and the rest of our lives to big government. It's just ironic that Joe Biden wants a government so weak that it can't protect people who simply want to be able to walk home, but so strong that it could make operating a business or opening a school illegal. The Florida Republican lawmaker argued the lockdowns and the unrest were connected and pointed out that Biden has suggested he would lock down the country if he saw the need. "The lockdowns and the riots are connected," Gates added. "And Joe Biden just last week said that he would lock America down again. And we've seen that could have the tendency to lead to even more civil discord, and maybe that's what Joe Biden really wants because, you know, you saw in the Republican convention, our desire to build America up, not burn her down. You saw during our convention, the celebration of American life, of American success, American law enforcement, our military, our borders, and our culture. With the Democrats, it seems they want to make us ashamed of America. They want to make us believe that this isn't a country worth loving so that they can replace our country with something far more dangerous and radical. Dangerous for the regular folks that just want to be able to walk safe streets and engage in free, open and fair commerce." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.